McCarthy Insurance Group, serving the community for over 70 years. For home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance, log on to mig.ie or free phone 1800 50 11 11. Probably your best call in 2024. Charles McCarthy Insurance is trading as McCarthy Insurance Group is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
There's been a lot of talk lately in relation to whether the nationality or the ethnicity of a person is relevant when documenting a crime. Ireland, like the United Kingdom, don't document crime or the ethnicity. Back in 2022, the recording of ethnicity was put forward to be considered across the criminal justice system. At the time, Leo Varadkar said it wasn't a good idea. And other senators, including Sharon Keoghan, argued against that. To me, it seems like a no-brainer, especially for a country with no immigration policy to speak of currently at the moment. Now, there's arguments to and for, or for and against it. And I want to hear those arguments tonight. Why you believe it's important to document the ethnicity of the criminal or the person who commits the crime, rather than not documenting it. Like, does it matter if somebody, say, shoots somebody dead? Does it matter if the person is from Algeria or from Crumlin? Does it really matter? Because let's be clear about it, you know, Irish people are capable of very serious crimes, as well as people who have come here from other countries. So does it really matter where they're from? They're still going to go to jail. The court system doesn't treat them any differently, or certainly shouldn't, and they should get the same amount of time in jail. So, but do we learn anything from it? So the argument for it, or the argument for actually documenting the ethnicity, is that we learn. In other words, certain cultures, not so much races or nationalities, but certainly certain cultures behave differently or have different moral values when it comes to crime. And maybe we can learn from that and change that. So isn't that the argument for recording it? But let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Let me go to Des first if I can. Des, hi, how are you?
Good evening, how's it going?
It's good, Des. Des, do you think it's... I know Ireland and the United Kingdom don't. Other countries in Europe do document the ethnicity of the criminal. But is it important?
I don't see the relevance in recording. At the end of the day, if you go out and you witness a crime or a crime is done against you and maybe you end up in hospital and the person that's done it is charged, I think the law has to do its thing and justice has to prevail in that situation.
Yeah, the law should be applied equally no matter where you're from, yeah.
I don't think it matters whether you're black or white or you're green or you're from Asia or you're from Ireland. I don't see the relevance in what are they trying to achieve? Like, are you saying over a period of 10 years that it's recorded and they look through all the statistics and they say, well, the percentage is greater of people that commit crimes in Ireland that live outside the country. What are you going to do? Like, you know, what relevance does it have to the situation where a crime has been committed? And as long as justice has been done for that crime, if the justice wasn't done for that crime, you'd probably hear people saying, oh, he was from another country or she was from another country and they didn't want to go down too hard. Or that's a different story. But recording the nationality or the type of person, it doesn't make any difference. Because when you think about it, when you say there about getting some kind of a statistic on their culture or their carry-on, for sure, someone could go out high on drugs and commit hideous crimes and go into court and say, well, I was on drugs. Like, so people's minds and characters change on a daily basis or a nightly basis depending on what has been consumed over the period.
Yeah, but we do record that. We would have statistics in relation to, you know, crimes that were related to drugs or crimes that were related to alcohol or crimes that were related to mental health problems or crimes that were crimes of passion. So we do record all of those things.
Yeah, that's absolutely. And that's very important because if you're out in the car and you knock someone down, you kill them, it's very important to know whether there was drink involved or not.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree with that, but that's...
See, I'm not saying it matters. Yeah, I'm not saying, like, you know, if somebody goes out and shoots somebody tonight, It doesn't matter if the perpetrator is black or white or whatever colour skin. No, it's a completely irrelevant, right, what colour skin they are. But I don't think it's irrelevant what culture they are. Because I think what we can do there with that is, look, we're not going to change that person. They're going to go to jail and that's the end of that, right? But here's the thing. We can start to educate people because different countries have different morals, different cultures, different things that are acceptable and unacceptable. I mean, there are certain things, for example, in countries in, you know, on the African continent or in the Middle East, where people behave in a different way and things that are acceptable that wouldn't be acceptable here, and vice versa, by the way. So when we learn that and we say, well, this culture seems to be responsible for more of this type of crime. Maybe we can educate those people, you know, to, you know, of that culture and say, well, look, this is not acceptable. You know, that's not the way we should behave. Is that not fair?
No, I don't think so. Because do you remember back, say, 2010, 2005, 2010, when we had a high rate of foreign people coming in and booking our taxi system? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And everything was being blamed on them for years then. Oh, the taxi drivers, the black drivers are coming in and they're taking our business and all sorts of stuff was going on. Do you think it'd be fair if we had statistics in 10 years' time to say that people from Asia are causing a lot of trouble in Ireland, and then you'd have, we're going to educate them, it wouldn't. It would turn out to be very racist, Niall. That's my opinion.
So you think what would happen is we would start racially profiling people then, before they even commit a crime?
Yeah, well, why would you want them people coming into our country? Because we have statistics to say that they're committing more crimes than Chinese people or something in our country. So I think it would become very, very racist to that, rather than who's gonna educate them. I don't think that's gonna cut it. You know.
No, okay. Well, stay there, Des, for a second. Let me go to Maureen. Maureen, hi. How are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Maureen, Des makes some fair points there that if you start recording and documenting ethnicity of people who commit crimes, well, then you start racially profiling people. Because before somebody even commits a crime, you're saying, oh, he's from such and such a place. They're kind of more guilty of doing such and such a crime according to the statistics, so we better keep an eye on him. So do you understand what I'm saying? And he could be a perfectly innocent person.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, but I see no problem in saying where any person is from.
What's the purpose of it? Like, you know, okay, we go the example again. Somebody goes out and shoots somebody tonight, right? What's the purpose of saying he's from Ireland, he's from Algeria, he's from Africa, he's from China?
Well, I'll tell you something.
What's the purpose of that?
I'll tell you something. An Irishman, I remember, shot somebody tonight. That's the first thing the papers would have. Oh, he's an Irishman. Or if he's in America or in some other country, they certainly wouldn't be calling him an American. They'd be calling him an Irishman or Englishman, whatever the case may be.
Well, they wouldn't. If there was a story in the paper tomorrow that a man shot a person in Galway or something, or it wouldn't say an Irishman shot a person. It would just say a man has been arrested.
But sometimes you say, now we're living different times.
We would generally know by his name if he originated in Ireland or not. Usually people would know by his name.
But what I'm saying, times.
Yeah, but the papers or the media, generally speaking, would never say an Irishman. They would just say a man has been arrested.
Oh, yeah, because they're accessing people Irish here now to learn Irish as well, but that's besides the point.
So why do you need to know, or what's the...
Because we're people coming into our country who have a different, completely different culture altogether to us. I don't see any harm in saying he was Mr. So-and-so or Miss So-and-so living here originally from wherever it is. No harm in that whatsoever. Why not?
Well, can I come in there?
Yeah, Des, go ahead.
That's exactly what I'm talking about when you hear that comment there. Because at the end of the day, if someone goes
what
out and shoots someone... Hold on a second. If someone goes out and shoots someone, the family of that person that's been killed will be told, oh, that person came in, they're foreign and they're emigrating or whatever it is. And it'll be a hatred. It'll be a hatred. There's no need for this business of... It's only going to make things worse. The country's bad enough with the way things are now.
No, it's not going to make things worse.
You're putting a label on people. There's no need to be saying, it doesn't matter whether the person is black or white or from Africa or wherever. If someone commits a crime, the justice system has to deal with it. We can't be labelling people like that to an extent where, they're letting too many people into the country. No wonder that person's ever making a crime. There's no justice over here. There's no police, and it's wrong. You can't.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on a minute. The most labelled people in this country right now are the Irish people themselves.
Give me an example. Give me an example.
If they're not on the other side, they're far right.
Okay.
They're Nazis. They're fascists. Okay, they're all this kind of crap.
Okay, I hear that. All right, yeah. But when I'm talking,
they're the most labelled people in the country.
Okay, well, give me an example of when we're talking about crime. I completely agree with you. We shouldn't, when we're having debate, we shouldn't label people as being, you know, right wing or fascist or whatever. Anyway, give me an example when you say people are labelled or the Irish are labelled when we're talking about the relevance of crime. As I said to you already, if somebody shot somebody tonight, say in Galway, the papers are not going to report an Irish man shot somebody. They'll just say a man has been arrested at the scene. A 48-year-old man or a 48-year-old woman or whatever it is. They won't say the nationality.
Oh, they may not say the nationality, but I'm sure the people who were there will know the nationality, but they'll say the nationality after tonight.
They generally don't.
So yeah, but are we not supposed to say the nationality of somebody else? Why not?
What relevance is it? What difference does it make?
It's very relevant. It's very relevant. Because in 10, 15, 20 years' time, hold on a second, we can go back and look at the database, because all this is in databases, and see what crimes were committed and by whom. And if they're the same kind of crime...
Okay, well, hang on. But
they are told you...
Okay, Des, is that not a fair point? That in 10 years' time... You can look back at, say, crimes of a sexual nature, violent crime, whatever types of crimes they happen to be, and you can say, oh, look, predominantly, as they announced recently in Sweden, for example, that there were certain, you know, nationalities responsible for sentences. But listen to me. Is Maureen not got a point that you can look back in 10 years and say, okay, well, this particular culture... seem to, you know, commit more of those types of crimes. So we have a problem that we need to deal with.
No, definitely not.
Let Des answer that.
No, definitely not. We have people over here recording crimes of sexual nature, of drink driving, of all of those different crimes. We have them recorded. We don't need to put a label on them and say, oh, by the way, that person was from Asia or that person was from England. We don't need that. It makes no difference when a crime has been committed against a person. It makes no difference whether the person is black or white or what country they're from. They will be dealt with the justice system. And we don't. If it makes you feel better, Maureen, to turn around after a crime was committed and said, oh, yeah, that person was from Africa. Oh, no wonder. That's not fair. That's not the way we want to be in this country. We don't need to get any worse in this country about labelling people. We really don't. And a crime is a crime. If the justice system don't deal with it, then we have a problem. But until then, we have to take a crime.
We don't need to wait for the justice system if they have a problem.
No,
we already have a problem.
No. Here's the thing, right?
Okay, so recently, for example, the BBC, and I'm reading a story here, and the headline is Sweden rape. Most convicted attackers were foreign born. And it goes on to say about 58% of men convicted in Sweden of rape and attempted rape over the past 5 years were born abroad. So, Des, do you think that's an important statistic?
Okay, Noel. So this is a statistic from Sweden. Are Sweden going to turn around now and say, we're not going to let any of them people...
Well, they actually did, didn't they? That's what they said more recently.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen, Noel. We're not going to...
I'm only asking you, is that headline important? Do you believe that serves any purpose, that headline?
I don't think so, no. I don't think it has any difference in the reflection of the crime. I actually don't think it has. It's only telling people, but by the way, we have a certain amount of people over here, they're from a different country, and they're committing these crimes, and all you're doing is trying to incite hate. That's what you'll do. We don't need that over here.
Michael O'Leary, many years ago, we talked about racial profiling. And I think it was Michael O'Leary, going back many years ago, talked about racial profiling. And, you know, he talked about, I don't know the exact words he used, but the importance of it to some degree. That, you know, it's a no-brainer, essentially. And most, the likes of Homeland Security in America, they would pick on certain flights from certain countries, say, for looking for drugs, for example, because they know those countries would be more, would have more prolific problems when it comes to drug crime or importation and smuggling of drugs. That's racial profiling. And what we're talking about here essentially is racial profiling. So in some sense, in some sense, from a preventative point of view, they use that racial profiling, although they claim they might not, but they use that racial profiling to prevent the importation of drugs.
Absolutely, and that's 100%. And that's different to, that's trying to prevent the drugs trade.
Why can't we have racial profiling?
Well, then why can't we have it for people that enter the country?
Okay, Maureen, what will it do?
Before them have committed crime.
You give me an example of what that will do for you if there's racial profiling for crime. What's that going to do? Tell me, we're going to try and keep people safe.
I mean, what part of this are
That's not going to keep people safe. How is it going to keep them safe?
So why did you agree with racial profiling for people coming into the country that may be drug mules, but people coming into the country that may be potential murderers? What's wrong with racial profiling?
It's a product they want to keep out. They know that's happening. That's like stopping at people.
Maureen, just before we go to the break, answer the question Des asked. How, if you racial profile people based on how many people committed a type of crime, for example, out of a 10-year database, you know, and say, for example, I don't want to be unfair to any nationality, so I just make up a name, right? Muish, right? There's no such nationality. And we say they're responsible for more crimes of a sexual nature, so let's not let them into the country anymore. But that would be unfair on people who are from Muish. Muish, isn't it? From Muish, who are completely innocent and have done nothing wrong, wouldn't it?
Well, if they were illegal to come here, it wouldn't be.
So where do you go with it? What advantage are you going to have? All you're going to say is, oh, by the way, people in Ireland are watching all these different countries coming in because the statistics tell us that people from your country are going to commit more rapes. It's not going to be a nice...
Can you blame them?
No, it's just not a runner.
Would you be a favour? Stay there a second. Des, please stay with me, will you? And Maureen, stay there if you want. I want to come to John from Galway after the break as well. Let me know, by the way, are your thoughts. Lots of comments coming in here from Niamh and Martin and everybody else, and I'll try and get you all on the air if I can. I know Martin has a lot to say in the matter as well. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. We're talking about the fact that we don't record the ethnicity of a criminal in this country, nor do they do it in the UK, but other countries in Europe do. I'm asking, does it serve a purpose? They did suggest it back in 2022 that it was put forward to be considered across the criminal justice system, but it didn't happen. And I'm asking you, do you believe it's important? Is it important, for example, when you read a story in the paper tomorrow, a man shot dead in Galway, the perpetrator was from China, or the perpetrator was from Africa, or England, or America, is it important that you know where they're from? Does it make a difference? Because as far as Des is saying, what's the difference? They're still going to go to jail. They're still going to do life. You know, so the justice system should be equal and everybody should serve the same amount of time. So what difference does it make where they're from? And somebody said, by the way, will that lady from Cork be proud of the term paddy wagon? Or is that racially profiling, says Joe in Cork. I'm ready to come out. I don't think, by the way, the term paddy wagon, there's arguments over where it actually originated from. I don't actually think it originated from the fact that Irish people are called paddies. It comes from what I remember reading before. It's a shortened term of patrol wagon, the same way as police cars are called patrol cars. So they kind of changed it from patrol to paddy. Anyway, that's just from what I heard. John, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Niall. How are you keeping?
Good. John, is it important to record the nationality or ethnicity of a person who commits a crime?
Yes, it is. Whether it's important... Yeah, it is important, not just whether they're out of, like, since 2000 or the 90s, Ireland has become multicultural. We have hundreds of different nationalities in here. And I don't want to pick at any one particular, but I think we should record not just the people outside the country, but the people in the country. I personally feel that everybody should have their own kind of identification. Now, people are totally against that. Like, But there's so many people in the country.
But why? Okay, I get you. I'm not disagreeing with that. The country has become very diverse in the last 30 years.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason our population has grown. But so, but the point Des is making is, what difference does it make? Sure, they're already here. So if you're going to say, you know, there was more Muslims committed crimes, or there was more Christians committed crimes, or there was more Africans committed crimes, or more Chinese, or more Irish, what difference does it make, is the point Des is making.
Maybe we can help, or maybe we can, I don't know, assess why there's so many people being in that particular community being attacked. Is it alcohol? Is it the fact that they come from, there might have been child soldiers over in Africa or something? Maybe it may help in some way, you know. I don't know, maybe.
Oh, okay. But Des, do you see any benefit to it at all? Because what I'm hearing from John there, I don't think there's any level of racism in there. It's just that it might help to understand why certain people may be A, the victims, or the perpetrators of a crime.
Don't see what it'll do whatsoever. And is there anyone that could come on that can prove that it would make a difference?
Well, we can't because we don't have that evidence. We only have that evidence from other countries.
Is there anyone that can come on and say to me that you're wrong and this is why you're wrong? Is there anyone that has another view on it that would change the way I see it? Because at the end of the day, a crime is a crime. We've already got our statistics for, as I said already, for drink driving and rape and the whole lot of that. And that's all dealt with in the courts. But there's nothing that can... It'll just turn things into, be like America, hatred for people. And what'll happen then is you'll see people waiting outside courts for these people to come in if there's a trial on in the future. Oh well, once we know that there's a statistic there that says Muslims commit more of these crimes in Ireland. So the next crime that happens, a bad one, and there's a Muslim up on trial to be murder. So we don't need that. And we don't need to be labelling people. Crime is a crime. If it's dealt with in the courts, that's our justice.
Okay, stay with me, Des. Stay with me, please. Neve, you know, you think perhaps we could learn from it. How could we learn?
I think we could. I think in certain situations, I 100% agree with Des. I think that if somebody goes out and randomly attacks or randomly kills, that's something that we can't learn from. That is just a crime that is could happen to anybody by any nationality. However, we can't turn a blind eye to the fact that we do and have welcomed people into this country, and 99% of them are very, very welcome. But there is a percentage of people from certain cultures who don't have an awful lot of respect, say for women. Now, let's take the perpetrator aside and look at the victim instead. These women who are the wives or the partners of these men, they may not even understand that in this country, we are here to help you. And if we can show that perhaps there is a higher percentage of domestic violence, or these women are turning up time and time again at their doctor, at the hospital, beaten to a pulp, and they don't understand that they can leave, we can help you, because in their country, there is no help for them. They have to put up and shut up. If we can help even one woman not die, or one man not die if at the hands of another man or the hands of whoever, if we can help that, then we've done something. We've helped. And I do understand what Des is saying. A crime is a crime, yes. But if it is continually happening in a certain type of crime, then perhaps we can step in and show these people that we can help you. We have domestic violence helplines. We have places that we can bring you where you and your family will be safe. Because they don't know this. They have never experienced this back in their own country. Because in their own country, they are treated
like second-class citizens.
More than chattel.
Yeah, some countries, women are treated like second-class citizens.
Yeah. And they're not treated like that. That is not how we treat women here. It's not how we treat men here. It's not how we should treat anybody here. And if we can stop even one more person dying at the hands of somebody else in what is supposed to be a safe place, their own home, then we've done something good.
Well, hang on, Niamh. Des, I thought Niamh explained that quite well.
Yeah, that's a very, very fair comment that Niamh said there. But that still doesn't explain the race or the profiling of people of different nationalities. Because at the end of the day, it still goes back to the crime that's happened has to be dealt with by our system. And the person that the victim has to be obviously looked after. But the person that's mm-hmm. done the crime has to come to the justice system and feel the force of the law. And it's up to our system.
But Des, you know as well as I do, crimes of a sexual nature, certainly sexual assault and those kind of things, have a very low conviction rate. No matter where you're from, they have a very low conviction rate.
So we can't be putting signs up in the airports and in the ferry places to say that, this is for certain nationalities that come to this country. We respect women over here and more than the country you're coming from. It doesn't work like that. We have to.
No, I don't even mean to do it that way, Des.
What I'm saying is we have our own system to deal with this. If you come into our country seeking asylum or just coming over here to live, you have to learn very quickly what our laws are. And if you don't learn them, you will feel the force of them. And in any country that's leaving a country that they don't have respect for women can think they can come over here and do the same thing because they feel the force of the law very quickly. But that doesn't mean
this is the problem.
Profiling people won't stop the crime. People have to see that if you do this, this is what you're going to face 20 years or 10 years.
Sorry, Niamh, you can respond to that, Niamh, before I bring Martin in. Go ahead.
I feel it's less about profile. See, this is the issue I'm having. See, because I do agree with you, Des. I really do agree with you. I don't agree with racial profiling. But what I would like to see is a lot more studies done. If we could just do that even. Let's leave the racial profiling aside, because 99% of people, no matter what religion or culture they are, wouldn't put their hands on another human being. But if we can do studies that show that perhaps, some of these women, they don't even have access to social media. They're not allowed. So they've no way of, do you know what I mean?
100% with you.
So that's what I'd like to see done.
Studies are education. Well,
yeah, but the only way you can do those studies is by recording the ethnicity, Des. How else could you do those? How else could you do those studies?
Well, I just don't see how recording a person's nationality can have any...
Well, no, you're agreeing with Niamh that it's important that we understand it. It's important that maybe we do studies on it to find out why.
The guards and the Rape Crisis Centre have all the statistics that they need.
No, they don't.
When a crime is committed.
No, they don't. But that's only if it's reported.
Well, we have to go on.
We're having this discussion because they don't have those statistics, because we don't record those statistics.
I don't believe that, because what will happen is we'll start looking around now, everybody that's out around the town or whatever, and they'll start looking at certain people, and you'll get the likes of people going into shops, and security guards will be looking at them saying, sorry, the statistics here says you can't come into this shop because you're Chinese and you have a camera on you, but you're only going to cause trouble. It's not going to work. It's just not going to work. We do have a system over here, and if the system doesn't work, then we have a problem.
So stay there for a second, Niamh and Des. Just let me go to Martin. Martin, hi. How are you?
I'm well, Niall. Good evening. It's a very interesting conversation.
Mm.
I didn't get to hear everything Niamh was saying because I was on the phone with Molly there for a few moments. But from what I heard from Niamh, I totally agree with her. Now, the Central Statistics Office have their mission statement on their website. And in my opinion, that mission statement covers exactly what we're talking about. If it's only for the practical things, and I'll start with the practical things of how many interpreters do you need to have available. And I'm talking about qualified interpreters, not just some person that they pick up off the street that says, well, I can speak English and whatever language. I'm talking about qualified, certified interpreters. The state needs to have, I believe everybody is entitled to the best defence they can possibly get in any circumstance. Right. So I think from a practical point of view, to know how many interpreters do the state need available to them for any particular language. Now, you then also get into a situation where you may have people who have religious dietary requirements. If they do go to a prison, you're going to need the same thing. How many cooks or chefs or whatever do we need to be able to provide? Now, I'm not saying I want people going into prison being catered for, you know, in the lap of luxury. You know me, Noel, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they might have religious dietary requirements, yeah.
Exactly. I'm talking about just starting off from an absolute, just from a practical point of view. But moving on from that, as a society, we have a right to know. We get weather forecasts. Why are we given a weather forecast? It's because we know there's a particular thing coming in the weather. People are told, yeah, there's a bad storm coming, you know.
Yeah.
Prepare for it. Get ready for it. There's reasons we're given information, and there's reasons information is withheld from us. And there is information being withheld from us. It's all very fine to argue, oh, well, it wouldn't make any difference. It wouldn't change things. I think of, you know, the case of Aisling Murphy. You know, a young girl out for a run. If, I'm not saying it could have been prevented, and two gay men being beheaded. And we know what I'm talking about. There are certain cultures that don't have our values. I'm not saying everyone from those cultures. I'm saying there are certain cultures that don't have the same values we have. I get sick and tired of this, hearing this, oh, it's a man problem, toxic masculinity. No, it's not. Yes, there are certain Irish men that are toxic assholes, but not to the same degree. We're not brought up in the same culture. We have a different value system.
Yeah, sorry, Des, go ahead.
Sorry, what? Profiling people coming in.
I'm not talking about profiling. I'm talking about statistics.
Right, well, what's the statistics got anything to do with the outcome of that case with Aisling?
Because it allows the state...
What difference would that have made? That was a person... That should never have happened. What?
I mean, Martin, would it have made a difference if it was Joseph Pushka who was the man responsible, or if it was Joe Bloggs from Galway?
Doesn't matter. Make any difference.
Doesn't matter, Martin. I mean, of course it matters, obviously, for the family of Aisling Murphy. But what I'm saying is, from a statistical point of view, does it matter?
From a statistical point of view, the statistic itself, it doesn't matter in that individual case. But what it does is the Central Statistics Office keeps statistics and publish statistics for all kinds of reasons, particularly when it comes to preparation or protection of society and the people that live within the state. And let's stop pussyfooting around this and being, you know, all politically correct. As I've said, there are certain societies that don't have the same value system we have. Now, I'm not saying everyone from those societies. Well, it's like anything else. You have to be cautious around certain things. That's why we put labels and plaques on electrical equipment and other things to tell people, look, there is a possible danger here. You have to be aware of those dangers.
And Des, that's a fair point. Just before we go to the break, we naturally racially profile. When I say racial profiling, it's like we profile people naturally. Like when you're walking down the road on a dark night and there's three fellas on one side of the road and three fellas on the other side of the road, and the three fellas on the right-hand side of the road are wearing tracksuits and they're, like, looking a little bit aggressive. And the three fellas on the other side are drinking pints of Heineken and wearing suits. Now, don't get me wrong. People with suits robbed us blind in this country, right? I'm not suggesting they didn't. But which side of the road are you going to walk on if you're a woman, for example? I'm not saying you're going to be right, but I'm saying we do profile people all the time.
Well, can I turn that around and ask you, what difference would it make if the fellas in tracksuits were black and the fellas on the other side of the road in hoodies?
But it shouldn't make any difference. It shouldn't make any difference. Of course not.
So how are you going to prevent that by a statistic? That's all I'm asking. How are you going to prevent that? You're not going to prevent it because these crimes, every crime is a statistic and every crime...
But you can't deny what Martin says. And what Martin says is factually correct. That certain cultures and societies have different values to the values we have.
All I'm saying is you're not going to affect it. You're not going to have any, there's not going to be any impact on the statistics. It's not going to change the crime. It's not going to make crime any less. It's not going to make crime go away. It's just a statistic that will turn people into hatred, I think.
Let me just bring Jim into the conversation if I can. Jim, hi, how are you?
Not too bad, how are you?
Good. Jim, Des puts up a good argument as to why it's unimportant to a sense that we, even if we record it, so what are you going to do about it? What difference would it make? It's not going to solve a problem.
You don't need to record it now. No one needs to record that. People need to wake up and smell the roses and say it like they see it instead of pussyfooting around this, right? Most horrific things now that are committed in Europe, Europe, even worldwide, horrific ideology crimes are normally preceded by the words Allahu Akbar.
No, they're not. That's not actually true, but you can say that if you want, but that's not actually true. Do for example, the children who walk into schools in America and shoot 26 kids, do they shout Allahu Akbar after the end of it? No, they don't. So now I don't know, Jim, where you're getting your statistics from. I'm not suggesting terrorism doesn't happen. Of course it does. But, you know, your statistics are untrue.
No, hang
you're
on.
You're just plucking that out of the sky. But go on anyway.
No. Look at Sweden. Went from the most peaceful country in Europe to the one of the most violent now. Why was that? Look at Germany. You had to put signs up in swimming pools, right, to warn adults not to touch children because it's against the law. And I'm not making it up. That's a fact.
Well, I haven't seen such signs, but yeah, I don't know, but I haven't seen the signs. The point Des is making is we already live in a diverse society where there are people who originate from all different parts of the world living in Ireland currently. So what difference does it make now if somebody goes out and shoots somebody tomorrow or kills somebody or stabs somebody or beheads somebody or whatever they do to somebody? They're going to go to jail. It doesn't matter what country they're from.
But the fact of the matter is now, when something is done like that was said by a Muslim, it's hidden from the people by the police. If it's done by a black person, it's hidden by the people from
no,
the door.
Hang on. With the greatest respect, Jim, it doesn't matter where they're from. When you see a story in the media, and I'll use the example again, man shot dead in Galway, it never says he's from anywhere. It just says a man has been arrested. A man of 48 years of age has been arrested and being questioned by an Garda Síochána. It doesn't specifically say they're from anywhere.
So
why do you need to know? Like, I'm just curious. I suppose the point Des would make is, why do you need to know, Jim? What?
No, can I come in there?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, Des. Juan, you want to say something to Jim?
Right, sorry, this is exactly what I'm talking about, Niall. It's hatred and blame is what it's going to turn into. And can I ask you a question, Niall? If something seriously happened to someone that you loved or knew, or myself, that something seriously happened to them through a crime tomorrow, would you care whether the person that did it was black or white or from England or Ireland or Greece or Sweden or wherever?
No.
Do you really care?
No, I still want to kill him anywhere. I still want him to go to jail. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And you want the law to do it. See, this hell coming
exactly.
out here now.
Well, when I say I'd want to kill him, that would be everybody's first emotion. But of course, you want justice to be prevailed. It doesn't matter where he's from.
I said this already only a while ago about we'd be getting like America. And there's exactly what I'm talking about with that man's statements there, what he said.
We're getting worse in America, mate. Multiculturalism has never worked anywhere.
With the great respect, Jim, you obviously don't know much about America. But I can tell you now, the majority of crimes in America are committed by American people.
Yeah. And it's a hatred
Hang on then, Niall. You need to put me away here, right? Am I not seeing a pattern here? Am I imagining things?
I'm just saying to you, you made a claim earlier on there about people who commit crimes, say Allahu Akbar at the end of it. I said to you, that's not true. When you see a kid walking into a school in America, which is one of the most horrible crimes that happens on a regular basis in America, or somebody walks into a nightclub, for example, and shoots everybody, you know what I mean? These are American people. It's irrelevant. They don't say Al Akbar at the end of it. They're just, I mean, those kids who shoot people in schools, they're just white American people.
Crime based on ideology is normally preceded by the words Allahu Akbar.
So you keep telling me. You've told me that four times already. Mm-hmm.
And
by the way, there are many crimes, you know, which are based or motivated by ideologies, different types of ideologies.
Niall.
And what I'm saying is, Niall, a statistic won't change that in the slightest.
Sorry, Martin, you want to say something there? Go ahead.
Yeah, look, let's stop, you know, as I've said earlier on, let's stop pussyfooting around here. Obviously, if I had a loved one, a relative, who was grievously injured or, worse still, murdered by somebody, whatever that other person's background is, it's not going to change things. Would it make a difference to me where they came from? No. But if you have the information, and if the information's collated and put together properly, it helps national policy.
Fairness, Byron, we can't put any information together properly in this country, so I wouldn't be going there.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you on that. I'm talking about the principle involved. It helps to form national policy as to how we deal with social problems.
Now, does it change our immigration system? Would it change our immigration system?
Well, it should do. It doesn't.
But we know that's a whole separate topic, but we do need to fix our immigration system, Des. It's a mess.
I agree with you on that, yeah. Marion, 100%. But you know what it's like. We can't even get electoral registry votes right over here. So I would have very little confidence in getting anything else right over here.
Sorry, Niamh, you wanted to jump in there and say something. Go ahead, Niamh.
I think we can all agree that, yes, more crimes are being committed by people who are coming into this country purely because 30 to 40 years ago, we didn't have many people. It was unusual to see somebody of a different nationality walking down the streets in this country. Now it's an everyday occurrence. So because there is a lot more people, there will be more crime. So if we're going, what Martin said is correct. If we're going to go on statistics, perhaps this generation, the older generation of people coming in, perhaps we've lost them, but these people are coming into the country and they're raising families. Do we want the next generation of the new Irish to have the same ideology, or do we want to help, to educate, to inform, and to protect not only us as Irish people, but them who are also being abused within their culture? So if we can see that there is a higher level, perhaps, of, say, domestic violence, or as Martin really accurately said, the hatred of gay people, if there is a higher percentage of that occurring in a certain community, it is our obligation not only to protect our own people, but to protect them also, and to help them to see that they live here now, and our culture does not and will not condone violence against anybody. I don't care whether you're black, white, pink, green, purple. I don't care what God you claim to pray to. We have to protect ourselves and them too. So if we can educate and help them, then we've saved lives. And is that,
Des, I don't see anything wrong with that level of thinking, Des. There's no hatred involved in what Niamh is saying. Nothing.
No, I agree with Niamh. I was just going to say there, I agree with Niamh 100%.
But the only way to achieve that is to record it.
Yep, no, it's not. What we need to do is wind out all the scum of that population. As Niamh said, there's people coming over here from different cultures and they're starting a family over here and they're working and they're very welcome. That's absolutely. 100%. But there is a small percentage of that culture that might be causing trouble, and we need to wind them out in the justice system way that we do with our own people. We don't need to label them.
Yeah, but they always say, Des, prevention is better than cure. No, yeah, you're waiting till it happens and you want to put them in jail, and that's fair enough. They should go to jail. But wouldn't it be better to do what Niamh is saying, correlate the statistics and prevent the crimes before they actually happen by not allowing that minority or that small amount of people? We're seeing currently with the chaotic immigration system we have at the moment, people are arriving in this country mainly from the UK down through Northern Ireland with no passports, no identification, lying about where they're from, not even coming from a war. They're not genuine asylum seekers, they're economic migrants.
But that's
a problem. But how can you manage a country's security? And ultimately, the government's responsibility is to keep our borders secure. It is a responsibility, a duty of the government. And they're failing in doing that because that ultimately protects the people.
But that's a system that's broken, Niall. So that has to be fixed first before you try to bring in any type of statistics going forward. If the system is broken, it has to be fixed. Putting a statistic on something is not going to change the broken border system or the broken immigration system. not going to change it. But, and then the system, the statistics will come out and they'll be wrong. And it's just not, it's not the type of people we are.
Yeah, sorry, Martin, just finally, because I have to wrap it up, Martin, go on. Just
when just finally. I understand what Des is saying, but gathering statistics is part of that fix, or it should be part of that fix, because it helps to contextualise the problem. That's the whole issue. We do have problems, and we have to understand the context of those problems, and that forms part of the context.
All right, listen, on that note, Des, thank you very much for staying with me as long as you did and keeping the level of balance there. Martin and Niamh, I appreciate you coming on talking to us.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.